This is Blue Jays Talk. This is our last late night Blue Jays Talk of the year, unless the Jays play a West Coast team in the playoffs, which is possible, but a long shot whether the Jays make it or not. So get your dialing fingers dialing on this Saturday night, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Joe mentioned he's going to talk to some fans on the pregame show tomorrow, and I will continue to call Sunday tomorrow just in case anyone's confused. I know it's after midnight here in the Eastern time zone, but it's not. It's still tonight until you go to bed. So the game was tonight. Tomorrow's game is tomorrow. Please try not to get confused. The game will be Sunday, and we'll be on the air at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Joe's going to talk to a few fans who have made the trip down to Seattle from B.C. and other parts Canadian. But I'm going to jump the gun a little bit because we got one on the line right now to lead things off on our Blue Jays talk. And I got to tell you, this is a big thrill for me. One of the great voices in Canadian radio, in Toronto radio, Aaron Davis, the morning show host at CHFI, conservatively forever, is now out west. And Aaron was at the game, I think, last night and tonight, right?
Absolutely. Hi, Mike. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Ah, thank you. It is my honor, I got to tell you, to have you on the show. Let me ask you first off, because I only get to listen, but it seemed like tonight, and maybe it's because they were leading or whatever it was, the crowd was bigger, it seemed like this was a much more vocal, much more raucous, Blue Jay-centric crowd than last night's game.
Well, I have to agree with you on that. Last night was super enthusiastic, and I've never been in a visiting, like, someone else's ballpark where I proudly cheered and wore my colors, you know, like in Boston or New York or Cleveland. You kind of keep on the down low a little bit, but here it's Canada proud and loud, and the flags and the cheers. And, you know, in the stadium when they go clap, 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 let's go. Here everybody was going too low. And it's amazing. And on Take Me Out to the Ball Game, they were singing, they were cheering for the Blue Jays. And it was just, it's just the most incredible feeling. And, oh, it's just wonderful. It's almost like being home in Toronto again.
And when you're outside, walking around the streets of Seattle, I mean, is it overrun there as well?
Totally. We only had one guy kind of chirping at us, and in the middle of an intersection today, and it was like 1 p.m, too early to be drunk, but that didn't matter to him. and we all ended up hugging and stuff, and you know, he was giving us a hard time for the Blue Jays, but no, they know that we're here and we come in peace. We're not trying some sort of hostile takeover. We're just here for one season or one series. Oh, you got to hear this. I'm going to run up the stairs so you can hear this, Mike. Hang on. People cheering. Oh, they just stopped. But it's just, the crowds are on their way out, and they're still so high and so happy. And it's just, it's amazing. It feels like a playoff atmosphere.
It, you know, I've only been there once for a series, and it was 4 years ago, and it was incredible. But I think it's just gotten bigger and better every year. And now that you live in BC, I mean, how long ago did you mark this thing on your calendar? How much do people around there look forward to coming down for this series?
It's incredible. The row of people behind us were four guys who had driven here today, 12 hours from Red Deer.
Wow.
I sat next to a woman named Crystal from Calgary, and she was raised in Manitoba. She'd want me to say that. But, yeah, she came from Calgary, and she's here for the three-game series as well. It's just story after story. And I have to tell you one more, Mike. Peggy, the woman who was running security in our section tonight, she said that a couple of times ago when the Blue Jays came to visit, they actually ran out of beer. I kid you not. It's folklore.
Well, it's American, right? You have to have three to match one Canadian.
Well, that's right. They wouldn't drink the American beer. That was the whole thing. So, I mean, we wouldn't. So it was just, it's been so magical. And we're so looking forward to J.A. Happ tomorrow or today. But as you said, it's not tomorrow until you go to bed. So I'm gonna write that in my diary and hold on to that wisdom from Mike Wilner.
Well, you would know that more than anybody. You had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for how many years?
You mean the crack is stupid? Yeah, you're right.
Aaron, thank you so much for this. I got to ask you, though, before we let you go. we were talking about, you know, Jerry, Joe, and I with the play of the game and the player of the game afterwards, and we all picked Ezekiel Carrera because of the way that home run changed things and the charge that it put into the stadium coming right after that disaster two-error play by the Jays on the overthrow on the stolen base that tied the game. What was it like in the stadium when the Mariners tied it up, and then what was it like when Zeke got into that ball?
Well, when the Mariners tied it up, it was deja vu all over again, to quote the great Yogi Berra, because yesterday, of course, we were leading 2-1, and then we lost 4-2, and it was like, oh, no, do not do this to us again. We paid too much and came too far. So there was that sinking feeling, and then Carrera, and then smoke, and it's just, it was all just fantastic. You know, Blue Jays fans, the season, it hasn't been so easy to just believe and let's rise, and we want to go with all the hashtags, but sometimes, you know, our good faith and our belief and our love of the team pays off, and boy, oh boy, tonight was the night.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, a great time, it sounds like, and I'm so happy to finally get a chance to talk to you on the radio after all these years.
It's my pleasure, and Mike, you know, I got a lot of free time, anytime, you know, I work well with co-hosts named Mike. I'm just putting my application in there for you.
I'm more than happy to have a Western correspondent, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You. Okay, and I'll keep following you on at Wilderness, right?
At Wilderness 590.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. There she is, Erin Davis, longtime morning show host here in Toronto at CHFI. We are, it's 1:15 in the morning here, so that's right about when Erin would be waking up to get ready for her show. So a Toronto radio legend opens up this late night Blue Jays talk.